temporary, understanding how to effectively handle water is one of your most valuable assets in any situation. Finding water. Despite a mere 1% of the total water on Earth being drinkable, there are few environments where water isn't plentiful if you know where to look. Freshwater streams, creeks, ponds, and lakes are all excellent sources of freshwater. Extra care should be taken with stagnant water because the chances of ingesting harmful pathogens are much greater with these water sources. Natural springs are plentiful in most mountainous regions and represent a reliable source of naturally purified drinking water. Not everyone has access to these water supplies near home, so it's also important to think about sources of drinking water in the home. Once a catastrophe has occurred, immediately turn off the main water supply to the home, if accessible. Depending on the design of the system, there could be as much as 50 gallons of water in the plumbing system alone. Hot water heaters are another excellent source of short-term potable water. In an average home, your water heater could contain as much as 100 gallons, which can then be drained as needed from the bottom of the tank. For long-term survival situations, a more sustainable water source is required. Rain catchment systems, natural water sources on your property or nearby and accessible, and having a well drilled are all excellent options. We'll discuss these options more in a minute. Storage options. The most important consideration when storing water, especially for long periods of time, is the material used. Certain plastics and metals can leach contaminants into the water supply. Always use food-safe containers. 2-liter plastic soda bottles are effective, as are 5-gallon buckets made from high-density polyethylene, HDPE. Although a petroleum-based product, HDPE will not leach chemicals into drinking water supplies like other forms of plastic. Larger containers are also available, often made specifically for long-term water storage. Having a 2,000-plus gallon fresh water tank at home or at an alternative bug-out location is ideal for most situations. But less storage is required, assuming you have access to a reliable purification method. Keeping it safe. Stored water can be kept for years if treated properly prior to storage in a suitable container. In most cases, clean water can be stored for up to 5 years simply by adding enough chlorine to reach a 3 parts per million solution. This can be done using household bleach and a pool test kit. Only small amounts of bleach are needed, so start with 1/8 teaspoon and work the level slowly up from there, depending on how much water is being treated. Also keep in mind that most municipal drinking water is already treated with chlorine up to about 1 part per million already. In cold climates, water stored outdoors can freeze in winter. Usually, this doesn't present a problem if you make sure to leave enough space at the top of the container for frozen water to expand. For a 55-gallon food-grade bucket, for instance, leave about 3 inches of headspace to prevent damage to the container or excessive loss of stored water. Also realize that water will become so valuable during a long-term survival situation that others may try to confiscate your supplies. But don't worry, we'll talk about self-defense techniques in a later chapter. Purification. Let's quickly look at some of the common ways to purify water. As you read this, keep in mind that most of these solutions are not sustainable because they require consumable chemicals which tend to run out quickly when relied upon as a primary purification method. Boiling. Boiling water is sustainable because we should always have the ability to start a fire. It represents a quick and easy way to purify water effectively. When water temperatures reach 160 degrees Fahrenheit, all pathogens are killed within 30 minutes. At temperatures above 185 degrees Fahrenheit, these organisms perish within a few minutes. This means that by the time the water reaches boiling 212 degrees Fahrenheit, all biological contaminants in the water will be killed. At higher elevations, water needs to be boiled for slightly longer. The easiest thing to do is to boil all water for 10 minutes at any elevation. This ensures all pathogens have been removed. Remember, boiling water kills biological contaminants only. Heavy metals and chemicals will not be removed by boiling. Alum.